I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Dave Popkin.
As a 12-year-old guitar prodigy, Joe Bonamassa opened up for the king of the blues himself, B.B. King. The two would maintain a friendly relationship until King's passing in 2015. Fast forward to 2026, Bonamassa just produced and played on a wonderful 32-song tribute album, B.B. King Blues Summit 100, which honors the centennial of King's birth. It was an extremely ambitious project, securing, pairing up, and recording top artists in studios around the country. It was also an immediate success, becoming Bonamassa's 30th number one album on the Billboard Blues chart, a new record. I spoke with the legendary guitar ace before a recent show.
We got just about everyone that we went out for. We cut 24 songs in January of last year. And then, you know, we had a wish list. We had the songs and we had the people we thought would be great. And everybody brought their A game. One of the first tracks in was Marcus King. And then it was Derek and Susan with Michael McDonald. And Paul Rogers comes in. Miles Kennedy and Slash come in. And then finally, the one that was the last to be completed was The Thrill Is Gone with Chaka Khan and Eric Clapton. So when you look at the list, you know, everyone from Gary Clark to Eric Clapton, it's pretty much the entire blues community, you know, coming together and celebrating B.B. King. It's pretty amazing.
B.B. King escaped farm life in Mississippi and a difficult childhood to become one of the Mount Rushmore figures of the blues. He was a beloved international blues ambassador who would not only tear down the house, but stay after the show to greet fans and dispense advice to younger musicians like Bonamassa.
His three things was always, you know, keep doing what you're doing, watch your money, and watch the women. That was his Vince Lombardi speech every time I would see him. He was just so gracious with his time and his stage and his knowledge, his music. He also showed me how to drag songs from a computer into an iPod when he was 80 years old, and I think I was 28. You know, I cherish those memories because, you know, I knew him since I've been a kid. I knew him for almost 25 years. He was just a special guy, you know, and I just wanted to do this record because I just honestly felt it was kind of an homage, but it was also a thank you note from a lot of us that rolled with him back in the days. You know, like, my story is not unique. I mean, you can ask a lot of people that are on this record, you know, who gave you your start and helped you out, you know, when you were needing gigs in an opening act slot. B.B. King.
Joe Bonamassa learned those lessons and continues to pay it forward himself. His Keeping the Blues Alive record label has been a springboard to success for many deserving artists, and his nonprofit of the same name has donated over $600,000 in instruments, sheet music, and more to over 110,000 students and teachers across the country. Bonamassa's tour to support his Grammy-nominated Breakthrough album comes to NJPAC in Newark on June 28th. You can watch my entire interview with Joe Bonamassa on the WBGO YouTube and Facebook pages. I'm Dave Popkin, WBGO News.